A number of coaches from the Algoma region have been recognized as part of Hydro One's Indigenous Hockey Coaching Grant Program. They include Brett Holsworth, Garden River Braves, Sault Ste. Marie, Deborah Nolan, Garden River U11, Adam Rack, Garden River, Carrie King, Mississauga First Nation Mijitsiansag U13, Sault Ste. Marie, Sydney Jones, Garden River U11, Adam Rack Boys, Garden River, Zenobi Ney, U9 Mississauga Migazinsag, Blind River. Selected coaches from across the province received up to $1,500 in funding to help increase Indigenous representation in sports leadership roles, says a news release issued by Hydro One. Full text of the release follows. Today, Hydro One Inc. Hydro One, and the Coaches Association of Ontario, SAO, announced the 51 recipients of Hydro One's Indigenous Hockey Coaching Grant. Coaches from 34 Indigenous communities across Ontario received up to $1,500 in funding to help increase Indigenous representation in sports leadership roles. One of the grant recipients, Pamela Agawa, the head coach of Team Ontario, the all-Indigenous team representing the province of Ontario at the National Aboriginal Hockey Championships as well as other Indigenous teams, is excited to continue to cultivate the athletic abilities and love of the game in her players in a seasoned and encouraging environment. As a head coach and mom to two representative hockey players, I know how important it is for the kids to feel included and a part of the team, said Pamela Agawa. Being able to cover my certifications will allow me to continue to coach at the AA level while teaching the girls how to play the game and foster a sense of community that will grow into lifelong friendships. A coach has the power to inspire generations of youth to excel in not only sport but in everything they do, said Jeremy Cross, Executive Director, Coaches Association of Ontario. Each day, we support coaches across Ontario in creating safe and positive experiences for all athletes. We are thrilled for the second year of recipients of Hydro One's grant and are excited to watch them inspire and encourage young players through sport. Hydro One is proud to help champion more opportunities for Indigenous coaches to share the power of sport through inclusion and accessibility, said Penny Favel, Vice President, Indigenous Relations and Sustainability, Hydro One. After the exceptional participation at this year's Little NHL tournament, it's clear that coaches are important role models and leaders in their communities. We look forward to seeing the incredible work they do for their players and teams as they continue to make the sport safe, accessible and fun. Announced at the Little Native Hockey League, Little NHL, tournament in Markham in March, Hydro One's Indigenous Hockey Coaching Grant builds on the company's existing partnership with the SAO and the Little NHL, which has been bringing Indigenous athletes together for close to half a century. This year's Little NHL tournament saw the largest number of competitors, including the highest number of female skaters, participating in its history. The excitement and anticipation of being on a sports team was on full display at this year's tournament, and it starts with representation for our First Nations youth, said Chico Ralph, acting president, Little Native Hockey League. Both my kids have played and coached in the Little NHL, so I know firsthand that this grant from Hydro One and the SAO will continue to have positive impacts by knocking down any barriers that may have held them back in the past. The following coaches and communities were selected to receive up to $1,500 from Hydro One and the Coaches Association of Ontario: Adam Bernard, Pequannagan Jr. Thunderbirds, Pequannagan, Amber DeBasage, Nawash Warriors, Owen Sound, Andrew Paul Isaac, U11 Walpole Island Hawks 1 Walpole Island, BJ Beaver, Curve Lake Screaming Eagles, Roseneath, Blake Napponts, Atikamekshing Stingers, Sudbury, Brett Holsworth, Garden River Braves, Sault Ste. Marie, Carson Abitong, Sagamok Eagles, Sagamok, Casey Abitong, Sagamok Eagles, Sagamok, Dan 3 George, Kettle Point U18 Boys Rec Team, Kettle and Stony Point, Deborah Nolan, Garden River U11 Adam Rack, Garden River, Dalen Jacobs, Aquesson Wild, Evan Copaway, Curve Lake Screaming Eagles, Brant, Heather George, Kettle Point Boys U13, Kettle Point Boys U18 Grand Bend, Jamie Millett, Waikie Hawks, Wikamaikong, Jason Restoul, Dokas First Nation U11 Rec. Sturgeon Falls, Jason Shawana, Waikiki Warriors, Brantford, Jason Young, Etobicoke Stars. Toronto, Joe Amanika, U18 Wikamaikong Lady Hawks. Wikamaikong, Jordan Zachariah, Tiondinaga Thrashers. Mississauga, Joseph Naukijijig, Wikamaikong Murray Hill Slabs. Machagin, Justin McGregor, Whitefish River Warriors U11 Birch Island, Justin Smith, Kettle and Stony Point U13 and U18 teams. Kettle and Stony Point, Kerry King, Mississauga First Nation Mijitsiansag U13 Sault Ste. Marie. Kylie McIntyre, Rama U15 Bantam, Rama. Cody Christian, CMO U11 Girls, Muncie. Kristen Smith, Six Nations U7 Hagersville. Kyle G, U15 Six Nations Kingsboys Competitive, Caledonia. Kyle Brooks, Amjanong Under-11 Boys Team, Toronto. Kylie Weiss, Grand River Spirit, Oswekan. Lyle Bibomkawai, Sagamok Eagles, Birch Island. Marvin McLeod, Kai Jennebeck U15 Cutler. Melvin McLeod, Nipissing Warriors, North Bay. Michael Corston, Moose Cree Scrappers, Gogama. Mike Rishon, Curve Lake Nimkians Quay, Perry Sound. Mike Wilson, Six Nation, Port Dover. Marie Sandy, Chimnissing Dreamcatchers, Christian Island. Nikita Ray, Chaplo Huskies U11 House League, BHFN Warriors U11 Rec League, Chaplo. Pamela Agawa, U18 Female Atikamekshing, U11 Female Batchawana, U15 Markham Stouffville Stars, East Gwillimbury. Paul Patora, Nipissing Warriors U18 Girls, Hanmer. Race Vice, Six Nations Mavericks, Oswekan. Robert Purser, Chippewas of Nawash Warriors, Wyerton. Roger Martin, Six Nations Black Hawks, Hagersville. Scott Kaiser, Tiondinaga Thrashers, Belleville. Shannon Agawisa, U9 Atikamekshing Stingers, Naughton. Sean Restoul, Wisoxing Hawks, Perry Sound. Sydney Jones, Garden River U11 Adam Rack Boys, Garden River. Tara Hedekin, Serpent River U13 Rec, U15 Kenora Thistles, Kenora. Terrence Hardesty, Moose Cree Scrappers Rec Team, Moose Factory. Terry Fisher CMO U11 Girls, Muncie. Tyler White, U15 Bkejwinong Ducks, Walpole Island. Zenobi Ney, U9 Mississauga Migazinsag, Blind River. Hydro One directs at least 20% of its corporate donations and sponsorships to Indigenous communities and initiatives that benefit Indigenous communities. For more information about the grant and the partnership between Hydro One and SAO, please visit the website.